14 minutes after 4 o'clock, entering hour number two of Bullseye on the Afternoon. Having fun here on a Thursday. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas, we take you up to 6 o'clock tonight. Fox Sports Radio will follow, and at 7:35, Indians warm-up, followed by the Tribe and the Houston Astros. First pitch coming your way in Houston tonight, just after 8 o'clock. Time now to head to the hotline and bring in our next guest, a gentleman who I think certainly fits with this music bed coming back, because he's never scared to talk a little Blue Jackets hockey or some Ohio State football. Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus. Dunny, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing out there in the area?
We are doing well, my friend. And boy, there's a lot to dive into tonight. You know, we mentioned we've got Indians baseball. The Blue Jackets, of course, begin their series with the Bruins over in Boston tonight. Of course, the NFL draft getting a lot of attention, as you might imagine, through the weekend as well. But we will begin with this Jackets-Bruins series preview. Now, when we spoke about a week ago, you thought at this time of the week you might actually be north of the border. The Bruins had some other plans. They won and they defeated the Toronto Maple Leafs in that best of seven series. And now the Jackets are over in Boston tonight. Wait, the Jackets have a pretty good chance of taking at least one of these first two in Boston?
I think so. It helps they've been rested for 8 or 9 days. They've been practicing for 4 or 5 of them. They got their legs loose a little bit today, this morning before the game that starts tonight at 7. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Boston just played a very tough Game 7 a couple of days ago against Toronto. So, you know, it was going to be one of those things where Boston's probably going to be playing on a lot of adrenaline. But, hey, we're in the next round. We advance. The Blue Jackets will have you know, stronger legs, obviously. But also, they've also been off for 8 or 9 days. So, does that come with some rust? And so, it'll be kind of interesting to see what happens. I think a lot of the game depends on what happens in the first 10 minutes of the game with the Blue Jackets and how they come out skating and playing.
You bring up an interesting point with the first 10 minutes of the game. I think a lot of people are interested to see how they take this rest. I mean, it was something for the Blue Jackets to get out of the first round ever in the franchise history. But the fact that they have that layoff, what have you been hearing from coach and players? Does it seem like they're in that mind frame, ready to go, not worried about how much time off they've had?
Absolutely. And we talked to Nick Foligno today because Dave Holmes is out in Boston. He'll be in Boston for games 1 and 2. He talked to Nick Foligno and to Zach Werenski today, and they both said, you know, we're excited. We've wanted to get ready for an actual opponent now that they've had the chance to do that. You know, John Tortorella said it's all about mental toughness. How can you play without that mental block of, boy, it's been a long time since I've skated? I think that's why they skated a lot during these 8 or 9 days, is having 4 or 5 practices, and, you know, they're finally able to now get out there and actually get out and skate against another opponent, not just themselves.
Really cool thing. I know they opened practice, what was it, Tuesday or Wednesday, to the fans, and they had a great group of fans show up for an open practice.
Yeah, they had over 5,500 fans show up on Monday for an open practice. It was a 5-on-5. It reminded me a lot of what they do during the summer with 5-on-5 games, you know, 2-3 periods of 10-minute hockey. Matt Duchene scored with about 8 seconds left to tie the game. Everybody kind of looked at each other, what do we do next? So they went to a penalty shootout. And so the players and the organization, I don't think they knew what to expect. Nobody knew what to really expect. Would there be 500 fans that showed up? Would there be 1,000? I think everybody was blown away that over 5,500 people showed up on a Monday at 11 in the morning saying, yeah, you know, I'm going to take an extended lunch and go see the Blue Jackets, just practice. I think that was outstanding, and it's great for the city of Columbus, and it shows the Blue Jackets, hey, you guys have this city right behind you.
One of the reasons Blue Jackets were able to move out of that first round and sweep through Tampa Bay was the play of Sergei Bobrovsky. He's been criticized in the past for the way he plays in the playoffs, but I'd imagine most people think that's pretty well behind him at this point after that first round, don't they?
Let's hope so. It seems like it. You know, if it wasn't for the first period of Game 1, Sergei Bobrovsky played his best hockey that I think that he's played this season, let alone any postseason he's played. He was outstanding. He got the job done. He made some unbelievable saves. He's going to have to do a lot more of that in Game 2, and in round 2 against Boston. But Boston's a little bit of a different team. they again can roll 2-3 lines out there. But they are a tough team that gets right in your face. Sergei Bobrovsky is going to see a lot of screens in front of him. So how is he going to do it being able to see it, the puck? And how's the defense going to be able to do to get the players in front of him out of there so they can clearly see the puck coming right at him?
It seems like this is kind of a counter Tampa Bay, where Tampa Bay kind of used their speed all season to get past teams. This is a Boston team that comes out and hits you in the mouth. You think the Jackets will respond to that a little bit better? I mean, they're a physical team as well.
As Nick Foligno said on Friday when we talked to him, this is going to be a war. It's going to be two teams that like to be physical, that like to hit each other. They're going to be going after each other. It's going to be very interesting to see, though, how Boston can do playing, seven games and the Blue Jackets having all that rest.
Sean Dunnigan, WBNS-TV down in Columbus, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, previewing the Jackets and Bruins series, which begins at 7 o'clock tonight. I want to go back to that practice where there were over 5,500 people in attendance, as you mentioned. What does that say about how far the interest has come for hockey in that city? And I'm not saying that it was bad. I'm just saying that says a lot about the interest of that particular program right now, especially because, we all know that in Columbus, Ohio State rules the roost, always has and probably always will. But here we are, as you mentioned, Dunny, it's basically something where it's a lunch break for a lot of folks that show up to this practice. And, it's NFL draft time. I think that certainly means something in the realm of Ohio State football. And we'll touch on that here in a minute. But 5,500 people coming to see an open practice, that seems like a ton.
Oh, they opened the doors 15 minutes early because the lines were wrapped around the arena. I think it says a lot to where hockey has come from when it began here in Columbus. Maybe there were one or two rinks for people to skate. Now there's multiple programs that you can skate in any town that you visit around the city. They have programs throughout the area. You have the AAA Jackets, who are kind of like the minor league, the youth squad for Columbus, and they've produced a lot of players. Speaking of which, one of the players that scored the game winner for Boston, Sean Corrali, he's a member of the AAA Jackets. He's from Dublin, Ohio. So you just look to Boston, there's a player from Columbus that started and played in Columbus through the Jackets organization to get to where he is. So the hockey in the city of Columbus and the surrounding area has grown exponentially, and it continues to do so day by day and year by year.
Yeah, and of course, game one tonight, 7 o'clock. Matt Douglas is all excited.
I am.
He's jacked. He's going to speed home to make sure he can catch all of it tonight.
It's probably true.
And what about you, Andy? What about you? Are you going to speed home to watch it too?
Well, I'm on my way down to Columbus tonight.
That's right.
I probably shouldn't be speeding because I don't know who's tuned in right now, but I'll be going at a normal speed on my way down to our state capital. And, I asked that question, Donny, because I'm very interested. Tonight my wife and I will be going out to dinner down there, and I'm really fascinated to see what's going to be up on the TVs. Will you see more of the Jackets, or will I see more intrigue in the NFL draft? I think that's a fair question to ask, but I tend to think that going down there tonight, there will be a lot more people that are going to be more heavily invested in what the Jackets are doing, no?
I think so, too. This is a great day for Ohio State football. They can tie the record for most players ever taken in the first round from a school. The record is at 81 right now by USC. Ohio State is just two behind with 79. And with where the projections have, with Dwayne Haskins and Nick Bosa going, you could see Ohio State tie that record. But, you have a game one in the second round of the playoffs, something the Blue Jackets have never seen before. You have a lot of excitement about this team. And Columbus, no doubt, is a winning city. They follow winners. So the better the Jackets do, the more followers they have, the more fans they will gain. You will see, I think, a lot more TVs on the Blue Jackets than you will on the NFL draft tonight.
Going to be a lot of fun to study that tonight.
Sure.
For me, I would love to see some of the Tribe, but look, when I'm down there, I get it. That's probably what's going to be on the two TVs, either the Jackets or the draft. But I'm anxious to see what kind of reaction we get down there. I think it could be a lot of fun to study that. But let's come around to the draft here, my friend. Obviously, a lot to discuss. Are you hearing any draft rumors about the two gentlemen you just mentioned, Nick Bosa or Dwayne Haskins? There are some folks that think that Bosa could go number one overall.
Yeah, and have I heard any rumors about the NFL draft? It's like asking, is water wet? You're always going to hear rumors about the NFL draft, especially when it becomes to the first 5 picks, first 10 picks. There's talk of Nick Bosa going number 2 to the 49ers, Nick Bosa possibly going number 1 to the Arizona Cardinals. There's always talk about trading, and the trading right now could factor into where Dwayne Haskins goes. There's a lot of speculation that Washington is trying to move up to the top 5 to take Haskins because Daniel Snyder really likes Dwayne Haskins, and there's some sort of family connection with his son playing with Haskins or against Haskins back in high school. So you have a lot of connections and a lot of rumors, but all that, to me, is always a big smoke screen to what always happens in the draft, especially when you're talking about a month leading up to it.
Outside of the two guys we just mentioned in Bosa and Haskins, are there any other Ohio State prospects that could potentially go in the first round tonight?
I've seen a mock draft or two that has Paris Campbell possibly going to Baltimore at 22, or sneaking somewhere in there late, maybe the Green Bay. Terry McLaurin, I've seen one mock draft, but I don't really see that happening. But Paris Campbell, I think, is your best bet to kind of sneak in there and be a first-round draft pick. But I think for sure Nick Bosa and Dwayne Haskins are your guarantee two for Ohio State.
If Campbell goes tonight as well, who are some of the other guys that have a really good chance of going tomorrow in rounds 2 and 3?
Definitely Terry McLaurin. There's a very good shot that Mike Weber could go. Michael Jordan, the center/guard, he really showed out well at the combine and showed that he can play both positions well in the next level. Possibly Isaiah Prince as well, but he's more of a late third, early fourth round pick in my opinion. But I definitely think those two or three will be going in the first 2 rounds.
Well, we look forward to that a little bit later on tonight and, of course, into tomorrow as well. Dunny, you're a busy man, so we certainly appreciate the time, my friend. We weren't quite sure where you were going to be when we spoke last week, but we're glad that you're in the state capitol and you're able to shed some light on the Ohio State Buckeyes as they pertain to the NFL draft and also the Blue Jackets playing game one of their series against the Bruins tonight. Thank you for the time, my friend. We'll do this again next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys next week.
Thank you, Sean. Again, Sean Dunnigan, WBNS-TV in Columbus, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.